a shame that this is the last old log that's ever going to be handed
down. You're
going
to have to answer the question.
I'll answer the question.
I think it's a really complex question.
You never know what you're going to get.
And joining me on the phone, a very good morning to Jaden Forster from Celebrity Lane. How are you, Jaden?
Good, thank you, Dave. How are you?
Yeah, good. Nice, quiet weekend.
Yes, quiet one. Working on a couple of projects that I've got coming up, but yeah, reasonably low-key affair, I must say.
Yeah, that's probably the way to do it. Hey, look, making news today, and I did have a little bit of a chuckle about this, but not in a nasty way, though. The host of Weekend Sunrise, Matt Doran, he's spoken out about his embarrassing blunder with Adele.
Yeah, that's right. So this one sort of came to light yesterday, where, quick catch me up for anybody who's not aware, Matt, he travelled over to London earlier at the start of this month to interview Adele as part of their big package that they had going to air last night on Channel 7 with the Oprah interview and the concert. And there was another component to that particular interview where Matt would sit down with Adele for an exclusive interview. And they spoke for about 25 minutes or so. Channel 7 filmed the interview, but her management, or record label for that matter, had a veto on the footage that would go to air. They had to give their authorization for the footage to go to air, which is an interesting point in itself. But anyway, after the interview was all done and dusted, and Matt not asking her any questions about her upcoming album, she put it to him and said, well, why haven't you asked me about my album? And he confessed to her, I haven't actually listened to it. And now he's, of course, that got headlines everywhere. And of course, this morning, he's come out and said that basically when he landed in London, he didn't see an email that contained an actual virtual link to listen to her album, describing it as probably the most important email that he's ever missed in his life, which, you know, is probably right. But, you know, for somebody, you know, doing those big interviews for these major sort of programs and stuff like that, it certainly seems like a mistake on his part. But I guess one that has proven very, very costly for Channel 7, given that they are out of pocket for that component of the package and that they had to fill the space with something else. And no. In hindsight, maybe they would have been better to send somebody else from either here or in the UK, maybe with some entertainment experience, perhaps. But hindsight's a wonderful thing, Dave.
I was going to say, it's nothing like 2020 hindsight. Of course, we've all missed emails, but go on. Have you ever had an embarrassing interview? Got any embarrassing interview tales by any chance? I'm not probably putting you on the spot here, but...
not to that degree, but look,
good.
5 years or so ago, I was going to speak to I won't reveal the name because I'll keep that for a book at a later date, but I was going to speak to a big name TV star here in Australia for a Christmas story. And this particular person was away from home in a different state. They couldn't do the interview via phone, so the opportunity was put forward to me to do it via email, where I would send the questions and they would send back the answers, which I don't like doing in the best of times.
Of course.
But this particular person did a lot of charity work with less fortunate children and et cetera. And in one of their answers that they put forward, they said that they'd be having orphans around for Christmas. And now, given their background and not actually noticing that they'd put orphans in quotation marks to emphasise it, I thought, oh, that's a nice story, and wrote it up as this person being like a Mother Teresa type character. Needless to say, within about an hour of it going live, this person's spouse contacted me, berated me, completely flew off the handle for concocting this fake story. And long story short, after the star themselves contacted me, everything was smoothed over and the story was taken down and will never, ever see the light of day again. So suffice to say, just like Matt, I had egg on my face that day, but it's a valuable lesson to never do interviews via email ever again.
Just quickly, because we are running out of time, Ernie Dingo, by any chance, was it? He's received some death threats, apparently.
Yes, and no, it wasn't Ernie Dingo, but yes, he's signed up to do this project with the federal government to increase vaccination rates, particularly with Indigenous communities over in Western Australia. And before it's even started, he's travelling around those remote communities, but before it's even started, he's received death threats and very derogatory comments from some very extreme groups online, which, you know, he's doing something great for his fellow people, but unfortunately we're in this space now where people with extreme views sort of jump forward and they're heard loud and clear.
Yeah, so true. And when we've got about 10 seconds left, Helen Mirren set to receive a big honour next year.
Yes, sir, a Lifetime Achievement Award at the SAG Awards in February.
Love to hear that. Love, Helen Mirren. Always a pleasure, Jaden, and we'll talk again.
No worries. Thank you, Dave.